The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of one of the first Impressionist painters, Claude Monet, born in Paris, 1840, who said, "I perhaps owe having become a painter to flowers." It's the birthday of the cartoonist and author, William Steig, New York City, 1907, cartoonist for the New Yorker magazine for many, many years, and also author of the children's book Shrek, story of an ugly green ogre who hears the prophecy of a witch that he will marry a princess even uglier than he. It was made into an animated movie in 2002. William Steig, who said, "If I'd had it my way, I'd have been a professional athlete, a sailor, a beachcomber, or some other form of hobo, a painter, a gardener, a novelist, a banjo player, a traveler, anything but a rich man." And it's the birthday of P.J. O'Rourke, born in Toledo in 1947. He was brought up conservative, then started his writing life in the 60s as a left-leaning hippie, he said. He said, "I went from being a Republican to being a Maoist, then back to being a Republican again." He says he was never, ever a Democrat. He chose to be a writer, he said, because it was the 60s. There was no quality control on anything. If I wrote, who's to say that I wasn't a writer? He went to college. He said, "I thought being a college student was so dull, so bourgeois, so predictable. I wanted to be a race car driver, a soldier of fortune, or a rock and roll star. But I didn't have a race car. Soldier of fortune, I guess I could have done, but they wanted me to serve a stint in Vietnam first." He got out of the draft in 1970, making a list of all of the drugs that he had abused, and he gave that list to the Army. Worked for the National Lampoon, then for Rolling Stone. He was their foreign affairs editor, so-called. Came up with an enemies list that included Noam Chomsky, Angela Davis, Meryl Streep, Jackson Brown, the New York Review of Books, the Village Voice, the Catholic Mary Knoll Nuns, the Berkeley City Council, and any organization with the word peace in its name. P.J. O'Rourke, who said, "The Democrats are the party that says government will make you smarter, taller, richer, and remove the crabgrass on your lawn. The Republicans are the party that says government doesn't work, and then they get elected and prove it." His books include Republican Party Reptile, Parliament of Whores, Give War a Chance. P.J. O'Rourke, who said there are several recognizable types of humorous activity. There is parody, when you make fun of people who are smarter than you, satire, when you make fun of people who are richer than you, and burlesque, when you make fun of both while taking your clothes off. Here's a poem for today, a poem by C.K. Williams, entitled Shame. A girl who, in 1971, when I was living by myself, painfully lonely, bereft, depressed, offhandedly mentioned to me in a conversation with some friends that although at first she'd found me, I can't remember the term, some dated colloquialism signifying odd, unacceptable, out of things, she'd decided that I was, after all right. 12 years later, she comes back to me from nowhere, and I realize that it wasn't my then irrepressible, unselective, incessant sexual want she meant, which, when we'd been introduced, I'd naturally aimed at her, and which she'd easily deflected, but that she'd thought I really was in myself, the way I looked and spoke and acted, what she was saying, creepy, weird, whatever. And I am taken with a terrible humiliation. poem entitled Shame by C.K. Williams. From his selected poems, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.